Thanks, Nathan. Good morning, everybody. It's Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Tom Hall. On another chilly morning, a chilling statistic from a new report by a state task force on retirement savings, which found that about 1 million Marylanders will enter retirement with no pension and basically no retirement savings. So what will retirement look like for all of those folks? Will Social Security be enough to support them? You know, these are folks who are working hard now, but for a variety of reasons, they don't have a strategy for retirement that's working. Former Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend chairs the task force looking into this problem, and she joins us this morning to explain what they found. Good morning. Welcome back to the show.
Nice to talk with you.
Thanks for your time. So the report that you issued yesterday from your task force describes what we have as a retirement crisis. How come?
Why do we have a retirement crisis? Well, we have a retirement crisis in some part because of really good news. People are living a lot longer. We've stopped smoking. We're living healthier lives, and that's why. But we're also outliving our savings, and that's the crisis. So we have many people who have not saved enough. 50% of Marylanders retire with no savings at all. Another 40% retire with less than $25,000 in their savings account, which, as you know, is not going to be enough to live for another 20 years, which is the average that you're going to live a comfortable life. So what we have thought we need to do is encourage more people to save.
And why do you think, what are the reasons that you found that people aren't saving? Is it simply that they're not making enough money and they're living check to check and,
no,
and simply
really,
can't put it away?
No, that's true for a number of people. But really, what makes savings, people save when saving is easy and they don't save when saving is less easy. So the people who save work for companies in which the companies make it easy for them to save. They have what we call an opt-out provision, where it's you automatically save unless you tell your company, no, I don't want to save. And so that's what we're proposing. It used to be, as you may have heard, you know, we used to have defined benefit plans whereby you just automatically saved, and people didn't really have any choice about whether they saved or not. And when they retired, they got a monthly paycheck. That's the old way.
Yeah, defined benefit plans we know as pension plans.
Pension plans. So you just automatically saved. What we're proposing is that you now automatically save unless you say, no, I don't want to save. And when companies have done this around the country and, in fact, all around the world, 90% of people choose to save, and that's what we're proposing.
But this issue of accessibility really is at the core here, because there are a lot of employers, especially small businesses, that simply don't offer retirement plans that people can enroll in.
Yes, that's 50% of all employers in the state of Maryland don't offer the plans, and the reason they don't offer them is because they're complicated, they're difficult, and they're expensive. And so what we're proposing is to say to employers, we know they're complicated, difficult, and expensive. We're going to take the burden off of you employers, and we're going to have the state take on that burden, in a sense, not by having the state pay for it, but set up a process and a system for it. It can pay for itself through the returns, and the employees will thereby have a way to save.
There's a bill being introduced in this session, Senate Bill 312, introduced by Senator Jim Rosapep and Richard Maddaleno from Montgomery County. Jim Rosapep from College Park, and full disclosure, he is married to the host of this program, Sheila Cast.
Yes.
And the bill is going to explain a little bit more about how that's going to work. This is not a private retirement plan. This is a state-run retirement plan. Does this act as an alternative to private retirement plans?
Well, it's the state. Basically, what happens is the state sets up a system. The individual employee can send his check or her check to the state system, and the state can choose a private the T. Rowe Price or a Legg Mason or somebody like that to run that investment portfolio. So it's run by a private company. So it's, or that individual can choose a company himself, you know, a T. Rowe Price or an IRA account themselves to invest in.
And in terms of the burden on the employer, is there a lot of cost up front for the employer,
the small business,
to set this up?
The idea would be it would be very minimal cost to the employer, very, very small cost. When Massachusetts set up the system, it was like $50 per employee to set up the system.
And this would act then as an IRA, or would it act as a 401k? Because both of those kinds of plans are subject to different kinds of regulation and reporting.
Yes, it would not be a 401k because it does not envision that the employer would make any contribution. And a 401k usually envisions that the employer would make a contribution.
And the there's a federal program that the Treasury Department started. President Obama announced it in January. It went live last December, and this is called the My Retirement Account. That has people saving sometimes very small amounts into Treasury bonds. Does this legislation and your recommendations do they dovetail with this MIRA?
Well,
plan?
You could use the MIRA. The Treasury bonds, as you know, with the low interest rates, don't make very much money these days. So the idea that an individual would probably prefer using, I would argue, something offered by T. Rowe Price or Legg Mason or another company, because they would probably get better returns.
And so explain then how a state-run program, again...
Well,
when you say
a state-run program, it's set up by the state, but it would be probably operated by a private investment firm.
And it really at the core of this is also this notion of financial literacy. People need to understand
Actually, when we say financial literacy, what we're saying is that people don't know how to invest. And the idea is that for years, you've asked individuals to know how to invest, and they don't know how to invest. And so what the state should do is set up a system that doesn't ask them to how to invest. You don't ask an individual how to operate if they have a problem with their gallbladder. You say to them, you're a doctor, you figure out how to operate. And we're saying that's the same thing you should do for investments. You don't ask, you want a system to set up to help them save in the best ways. You don't ask them to be literate about how to operate on your gallbladder.
All right. Well, Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, that's all the time we have this morning. I appreciate your time explaining the work that your task force did.
Thank you so much. Take good care.
Thank you. Former Bye-bye. Lieutenant Governor Kathleen Kennedy Townsend, she's chair of a retirement security task force. They issued a report yesterday. It's called A Million of Our Neighbors at Risk. We've got links to more information on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. That's it for us today. Coming up Friday, Gypsy Jazz and James Madison. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio,
WYPR,
in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Matt Purdy
and Jonna McCone.
We have production help from
Estelle Klein
and Catherine Sway.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. On this day in Maryland history, 1885, the Enoch Pratt Free Library purchased its first books. Charles Evans, assistant librarian at the time, began to catalog them. We're back on Friday. Hope you'll join us.